Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Big Bad Toy Store, where you can pre-order the newest waves of Hasbro Marvel Universe, Marvel Legends, and Marvel movie action figures. With foreign toys, high-end statues, prop replicas, hot toys, and more, Big Bad Toy Store is the first stop for Marvel collectors. Plus, check out their other great toys and collectibles and use their pile of loot to save on shipping. Find it all at BigBadToyStore.com. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to another issue of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
And we have a great episode this week. Shall we call it a Titan-sized episode this week? Or shall we never reference Titan again?
They keep coming. They keep coming. I don't know if we can ignore it.
Well, let's get right into it with
the Spectacular Store Report.
There are some new toys hitting. Toys you may or may not want, but toys hitting. I did pick up. I was excited to finally find the Avengers Micro Mug set at Toys R Us.
Finally, you see what you're getting, too. This is the first time they're not blind packaged.
I love them. I think they're adorable.
These things were released in Europe a while back, and I've been watching eBay for a set. These four Avengers, I thought they might not come to the States. They were retailing for over $100 on eBay.
Whoa.
And I'm like, on the one hand, I want a complete Micro Mug collection. On the other hand, I like my $100, too.
Plus, you already spent how much on the Iron Man Micro Mugs?
Yeah, still waiting for somebody to get word out that Wave 2's really shown up of those. But no, now they're at Toys R Us, and I actually think I got a bargain because I got them for $6.99, and then I went back and saw they'd raised the price to $9.99.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I wonder if they were mismarked at your store, because first time I saw them, they were marked at $9.99.
Yeah, they were on an end cap at ours, and then ours did an entire toy aisle reset. They went through, and now we have, we were just talking a couple shows ago about how the Marvel stuff was all spread out throughout the store. You had to go to a couple different aisles. There's now one aisle, and it is nothing end-to-end but Marvel, and it is all the Marvel in one place.
That makes it much easier to find.
Makes more sense. One of the Toys R Us around here did that as well, and it made things a little confusing at first. You know, I was out of my element, but all in all, I think it's a good change. You know, you have all of your collectible stuff on one end of the aisle or one side of the aisle and all of your Marvel stuff on the other.
Yeah, I went in and I went to find where I normally see the Iron Man toys looking for, I don't even remember what now, but I went and all of a sudden, there was no Iron Man, no Thor, and I mean Thor 1, not Thor the Dark World. So I turned the corner to go around, and there was all of it. And shockingly, those Wolverine figures that we were kind of mean to, there's only one Silver Samurai left at my Toys R Us, and at the Toys R Us we were at in St. Louis, they had only one Wolverine figure left. For as much as collectors may not like that line, I think kids are eating them up.
I guess. Did you happen to notice if they changed the price now that they're out at everywhere else for $6.99, or are they still $10 at Toys R Us?
They were $6.99 at mine.
Good. That probably helps them move a little bit more too. You know, that's a little bit more of an impulse buy for grandma with the grandson in the toy aisle.
You can't really tell the difference in things. I also learned I hadn't read a whole lot of the Ultimate X-Men comics, but this is an Ultimate Marvel Silver Samurai figure. So that's why he's so different than the Silver Samurai we've been getting before.
He's still a little bit weak in the paint department, but the sculpt, like we talked about, isn't horrible. You know what I saw over at Toys R Us that was a little bit surprising? Remember how a couple of weeks ago we talked about how they put a repaint of the Iron Patriot as a Toys R Us exclusive, that one where you press the chest button and he says the phrases or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they did that with the big, you know, $35, $40 electronic one with the sonic boom arm of the Mark 42. Well, they have a Iron Patriot that's exclusive to Toys R Us now. And at first, I was kind of excited. I'm like, well, that looks really cool. And it does look cool, but it is just a repaint of the Mark 42 armor. It's not a new sculpt.
And I'm not positive if that War Machine is a Toys R Us exclusive. I think I saw him at Walmart, the talking one that's kind of like, we're talking that scale of the Captain America who looks like he's throwing his shield like a frisbee or sniffing his own armpit, that scale of figure.
Yeah, they're usually what, like $19.99, I think?
Yeah.
$17.99.
I found the Iron Patriot at Walmart for $17.99, and he was at Toys R Us for like $24.
And that was the talking one, huh?
Yeah, with the star on the chest.
Maybe it was the other way around. Maybe it was the non-painted Iron Patriot, the gray and black one was the Toys R Us exclusive.
That may well be, yeah.
But this one is definitely a Toys R Us exclusive. It has the sticker on it, and it's got the Sonic Boom arm attachment that shoots out all the missiles. And at first glance, it's a pretty good repaint of that Mark 42 armor. I mean, it looks like Iron Patriot, but I don't know, at $40, it's a little bit too much to swallow for a repaint.
I'm not getting that under any circumstances. I know Marjorie loves her I'm Captain America figure.
I do.
That is similar in style and scale, but no, that's a pretty easy pass for me, and especially with that Sonic Boom arm. It looks like Claw, right? I mean...
Yeah, and I think that thing comes off. I would hope it comes off, but who knows?
What I am a little tempted to get, but I'm hoping for a sale on, is for the new Hulk and Agents of Smash TV series. They've come out with the Marvel Play School Adventures plush Hulk. It's 30 inches talking Hulk, and this thing has such a goofy smile.
He does. He's awesome, isn't he?
Kind of looks like Shrek when you get too close to it.
Yeah, that's what it looks like, a Shrek. Maybe he's got a donkey.
If I saw that, like, in a clearance aisle, I'd pick it up. I'm never paying $30 for it. But if I saw that at, like, a TJ Maxx for $12, and I very well might, then I could see getting it.
See, this feels like it's filling in a gap that some kids from our childhood ruined by not playing with their toys properly. But remember Stretch Armstrong?
Loved him, loved him, loved him, loved him. And he would spill that nasty goo that was probably a carcinogen.
Right, and some kids ate it and probably died, so now we can't have it for our kids. But wouldn't that be great to have a Stretch Hulk like this?
That would be really awesome.
I would buy that for sure.
Actually, Stretch Armstrong was full of corn syrup.
Oh.
So you could eat it and live. You probably just developed the diabetes. And he apparently is very well preserved and survives still to this day, older versions of him.
Wow. I would think that he'd be all shriveled.
Nope, he's...
Or turn, if it's corn syrup, I'd think he'd turn into rock candy inside.
Only if there's a breach.
The Armstrong has been breached. I repeat, Armstrong has been breached.
Well, we've had some pretty cool Marvel apparel. Marjorie was clothes shopping in St. Louis and almost bought some Marvel shoes from Vans.
I'm probably going to go back and get them. I'm not going to lie. They had a special line that you can only get at Journeys, which is that shoe store in your mall that has, like, younger stuff. But they carry Doc Martens and things, so and Converse. So it's like, oh, I kind of have to go there sometimes.
Yeah, that's where you got to get your Chucks that aren't red, blue, or black.
Yes, exactly. And I know they had some sparkly ones, and I was really torn on those, too. They had some sequins. But they
I
have,
can take you back this weekend, dear.
We have one here. Okay. We don't have to go all the way down to Lupus. They've got an exclusive Marvel line of high tops and low top Vans, which Vans rock anyway. Vans are really great shoes. But they've got X-Men. They've got, like, the old covers and the collage. There's Wolverine. There's Spider-Man. And they're super cool. The most expensive are the high tops. They're $69, which is not bad for a pair of shoes. And Vans are comfy.
If they're good shoes, that isn't bad. I liked the collage style and the X-Men style. The Spider-Man style, maybe it's just because we see Spider-Man marketed for kids so much, it seemed a little bit more kiddie, even though it was adult shoes. And for some reason, the Wolverine ones just weren't doing it for me.
But I like the high tops that have Iron Man and Captain America on them. Those are awesome. I don't really care for high tops all that much. I kind of like the Spider-Man low tops with the webbing on the front, the black and white. I think those are kind of cool.
The webbing is nice. That is the nicest part of those shoes. I'm glad they didn't go blue shoes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm torn on which pair I'd get, which is part of the problem.
I love that they just haven't changed the style of Vans since they came out.
No, they're exactly the same.
That's awesome. They didn't have any of the slip-on styles or all the lace-ups?
They're all lace-ups. I did not see any slip-ons. I think looking at Vans' website and at Journeys' website, they're all lace-up and then high-top, and that's the only two you can get.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah, I like the slip-ons better myself, because tying shoes is, like, so, you know, 1986.
What's funny is I almost bought you a pair of Marvel comic shoes last year for Christmas.
High heels?
Yeah, they were something this person on Etsy was doing, and they do them to your size, and they take old comics and use them as pages and make shoes out of them. And I kind of like this one a little bit better because it, A, looks more comfortable. I was kind of endorsing this because Marjorie has a problem finding adequate footwear for the occasion.
I'm sorry, but my Nikes, I have been wearing my Nike Eclipses, which are awesome in this, like, charcoal and black herringbone, have been really great convention shoes.
They have been. But sometimes you choose to wear, say, heels to a convention or slip-ons to a mosh pit.
Yeah, well, it was wearing the flip-flops to the mosh pit that was a mistake. I'll admit that.
So I said that these would be good because they're fun and they actually looked convention comfortable.
That's why I'm thinking I might have to go and purchase a pair this week.
Yeah, New York Comic Con is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vans are great walking shoes. That's what they're made for. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're good, durable street shoes.
And I couldn't help but at Walmart pick up a new hoodie, a Punisher hoodie. We were just at Walmart, as we tend to be, and hit the clothing aisle. They have a bunch of really nice-looking new T-shirts and hoodies. They had a Captain America hoodie and a Punisher hoodie that were very comfortable, only $20, variety of sizes, and just a little bit unusual. It's kind of hard to find an off-purple hoodie.
Off-purple hoodie? It's kind of hard to say, too.
I think it's just hard to find a purple hoodie of any shade.
But if you need some more T-shirts, and I have quite a few already, they have some really nice style Deadpool shirts and Venom shirts, Iron Man, plus that 8-bit Avengers. I just love the 8-bit Atari 2600 or Nintendo style of shirt. And normally you have to go to We Love Fine and pay $25 to $30 for a shirt.
But I'm telling you, the We Love Fines, they shrink lengthwise.
They do. Well, here you can get a shirt for $7 at Walmart that has the 8-bit Avengers style, that has the four guys saying keeping the streets safe.
That's pretty cool.
They don't shrink. I'll be honest. Some of the Walmart shirts have held up pretty well for $7 and $8.
Yeah, they're literally less than half the price of the shirts online. So when I find a really cool style, like that Deadpool shirt, I thought of you, Justin, because it's just such a ominous storm cloud coming. It looks like an adult style of shirt versus too cartoony.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I like that artwork. I usually just don't like that artwork on my shirts. I like that as a print. On my shirts, I usually like to go like simple graphics. That's why I'm kind of my eyes drawn towards that 8-bit style of the Avengers.
It's great. I love the 8-bit style. It harkens back to the retro in me. It looks like they'd almost have, remember Gauntlet?
Yeah. Valkyrie needs food badly.
Imagine Gauntlet with the Avengers.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Yeah.
Hulk needs food badly. Yes. Oh, yeah, and they could be fighting dark elves and stuff. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be a freaking awesome. If somebody wants to go out there and make that like in Minecraft or something, 8-bit graphics, just like we used to play on the Nintendo, that would just rock.
Let's get on that, you modders. Well, speaking of old art styles, I was over at Gordman's the other day, and they had some pretty cool, like, stretch canvas art prints of first issue comic books. Like, they had a first issue Hulk and a first issue Spider-Man and some other ones. Like, maybe first issue Avengers, too. And they were a good size. They were probably, you know, I'd say bigger than 11 by 17. And they were pretty decently priced. I think they were like $14.99 to $19.99, depending on the size.
That's really freaking awesome. If they have the ones like for my first issue Master Replica stuff, I may downsize from doing giant posters to just nice canvases.
Yeah, they were pretty neat. I was kind of shocked to see them. And they're over, you know, in an area that I'm usually not in Gordman. So I was surprised to even, you know, have spotted them. But
would you say they were unexpected?
Are you paid by Gordman's?
Would you like to go to Gordman's with me tonight, dear?
Maybe. I could see myself going for that Incredible Hulk, but I don't know that I need any of the others. The stretched canvas Hulk's kind of cool. The framed art,
Oh, those are, yeah, that's what I kind of thought too, but they're lenticular.
Oh. definitely pass.
They're kind of cool looking in person. I wouldn't buy them to hang up, but like looking at them, I was like, ooh, that's kind
of
neat.
That's how I feel about some of that framed art at Toys R Us.
Yeah.
It's like, that's kind of neat. I will never pay for it.
But yeah, for those of you who don't know, Gordman's is a regional store. I think it's mostly Midwest. I don't know if they have a counterpart outside of the Midwest.
It's very similar to Ross and Marshall and TJ Maxx, except they try to be more flashy. And I think their clothes are lesser quality than Ross or TJ Maxx. You're not going to find name brands in there, from what I've, at least at ours, I've discovered.
I am definitely going to need to go check that out. I got to see what they have. And to our listeners, if anyone can help me out, I'm looking for some kind of nice replica of McFarlane Spider-Man number 1 from 1990. I can't find a poster of it. I can't find a canvas. That's what I'm keeping my eye out for. But yeah, if they do Thor and Hulk number 1, that might go really well with those master replica displays versus the much larger posters, which I'm just starting to not have room for.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to go check it out. Maybe they have different ones per store, but you know, going off of memory, they had at least 3 different number 1 issues in kind of a cool, distressed look.
See, and I'd be tempted to get like Spider-Man number 1 no matter, just because that's a cool classic cover in that kind of style.
Definitely.
Now we are at Walmart again, because all things revolve around Walmart, of course. And being a person who does wear contacts, I was drawn to the contact lens case that had Spider-Man on it.
They have, and you have to look for this, because we have a friend who didn't notice either, and he shops at Walmart quite a bit. If you go by the eye center, there's a cardboard standee right outside of it. So it's neither in Walmart proper nor in the eye center. And they had a whole bunch of what I first noticed were microfiber cloths. And you don't need to have eye problems to need microfiber cloths. If you have an iPad, an iPhone, any smartphone, or a laptop, and digital cameras, microfiber cloths are your life's blood. And I have gone through so many. And I saw an Iron Man 3 microfiber cloth. And I'm like, hey, I need more microfibers. I have to keep at least 2 in every bag I carry so that I always have microfiber with me. So I'm like, I might as well get some of these. They were 2 cloths for $3. And then we started looking. They had 4 styles of Iron Man 3 microfibers, 3 styles of Spider-Man microfibers, plus glasses cases for Iron Man and contact lens cases for Spider-Man, all on this kiosk, all really reasonably priced.
Now, I will say that the eyeglass cases are kind of small. They might be for kids' eyeglasses. A friend of ours checked them out with his, and he has, I would say, normal-sized eyeglasses, maybe on the smaller side, and they did not fit in there.
And now I'm nervous that my shield glasses won't fit in my Iron Man 3 case, so... But contact lenses are the same.
Yes. And it's really nice because it's this like little plastic case. You open it up and there's inside is the contact lens case with the little mirror, and the contact lens case is red and blue.
That's kind of cool.
It is. It's kind of sweet. And it's just like the outside, the red, it just has like an outline drawing of Spider-Man on it. So it's not too crazy or anything.
Contact case would be a great place to do cap shield too, though.
Yes, it would be. They didn't have any cap stuff.
Wait until next year with Captain America the Winter Soldier. I mean, obviously, Spider-Man is one of those evergreens. He's the number one character, and Iron Man 3 was out this year. Now, the microfibers were kind of cool. The thing that I was a little shocked by is only one of the two has a design in each pack. You do get 2 microfibers. The second one is just a plain black microfiber. But they had a lot of different designs, and I felt them. And, you know, different microfibers of different qualities feel different. This has a nice, smooth texture like a good microfiber should. So I plan on just adding these to my bags and using them to clean my lenses. But $3 for 2 microfibers, cannot complain.
Yeah, you can put them with your sideshow kit.
And finally, I got Marjorie a gift. For those who've never met Marjorie in person, she's a little bit of a germaphobe. Not crazy, not Monk, but just a little bit.
She's not Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I love all of you equally and dearly. However, I don't want your germs. I worked in healthcare, and I often observed patient zero in different things. I don't want your heebie-jeebies. And let's face it, surfaces are dirty, too. I once got the flesh-eating bacteria. The only way we can figure out that we got it is I had some sort of maybe a zit or something on my face or a little scratch. And I had been in a city and I had touched my face. And the next thing you know, my face looks like raw hamburger.
That would do it. I mean, I would be a little more cautious after something like that, too.
I had to go to the doctor every 3 days so they could swab it and see if it was getting better. And I took such a high dose of antibiotics, it made me sick.
Ew.
So when I was checking out at Toys R Us, and they had in the checkout aisle hand wipes, I knew Marjorie would love them. Because they weren't just any hand wipes. They were Avengers hand wipes.
Which is totally awesome. They're Earth's mightiest hand wipes.
Nice.
So I picked those up for her. They were $3 for a pack, but I just like, you can always use hand wipes. And she took them to work.
They're pretty awesome.
Are they stronger than your average wet wipe?
Yes. They're mighty.
That's good. They're going to need to be.
So I've only seen those at Toys R Us, and I've only found them at the one where they had them in the checkout aisle. I don't know where they'd be otherwise in the store, maybe with the baby formula and the aisles I avoid.
I don't know why you would be going to. That would be creepy if I found you in one of those aisles.
If you find me in one of those aisles, I'm in a Toys R Us I normally haven't gone to, and I'm looking for a bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly where the bathroom just is.
Yeah.
But also at Toys R Us, they've been restocking more figures, and we have been holding off on a while, but let's talk about these Avengers Assemble figures.
Yeah, we've hinted at them and we've talked about them a little bit here and there, but you finally had a chance to open yours up and look at them firsthand. So let's get some of your thoughts on these guys.
Yeah, these are a fun wave of figures. I mean, you get figures that we have plenty of, like the Iron Man's and Captain America's and just to a lesser degree Hulk. But we talked about this a few shows ago when we were talking about the Hasbro figures and what they've been doing with the lines. And this is kind of a continuation of the Avengers movie line, down to the fact that they come with really silly play accessories. But just like we talked about when we talked about those Avengers figures, they are not incorporated into the figures. They don't have holes in their backs or spring-loaded arms or anything that really ruins it for you. These can be just fairly nicely articulated action figures, though not as articulated as Marvel Universe, but along the lines of that Avengers movie line. And you then throw these accessories either in your Iron Man 3 carrying case or the Galactus box of parts.
Yeah, definitely. But here's the thing. The articulation seems to be all over the map. You know, you look at Falcon. To me, he's the real standout in this wave because, as we kind of talked about before, he's got all kinds of articulation.
His wings are articulated.
Yeah, there are two-piece wings on each arm.
Which is better than I've ever seen them do wings. I wish they'd done wings this well for, like, Darkhawk and things.
Yeah, definitely. Like, this would be a good base to redo Darkhawk. But, yeah, he impressed me with his articulation. He's got, like, swivel-cut thighs, most kind of like the way they've been doing it on the Legends figures, which is neat. And he's got the vonkles with the rocker ankles and double-hinged knees. He's got swivel biceps and all that good stuff. So you look at him, and then you look over at Iron Man, who is completely cut down on articulation.
Yeah, he has really basic articulation. I'd put it about on par with some of the lesser articulated Iron Man 2 figures.
Yeah, I think my biggest problem is that it's Iron Man. We've talked about this before. At least give his head some range of motion so he can look up. Mine seems like you can't get his chin off of his chest.
It seems to fall there, and you can just raise it just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit, but it falls right back down.
Yeah. He can hardly bend his elbows. You know, he can't even make a right angle. He's still making an acute angle there. But not double-hinged knees, no ankle articulation there. Kind of an articulated torso. Not a bad sculpt. He seems like he came from that animated line, which I think we pointed out before. Very limited color palette. Just gold on red with a little bit of blue and white for the arc reactor and eyes.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to go through these, I would say Iron Man is the least impressive figure of the bunch. I kind of like the shades of red and gold they used on him. I really do like kind of the candy apple red with the gold. And while I say this is a continuation of the Avengers movie line, I mean, this is intended to tie into the cartoon. So it looks more comic-styled or cartoon-styled. And I like the really bright blue and white on the arc reactor. The only detail I'll say was nice is they painted the arc reactor on his hand, too, which is very rare. We get the repulsor painted with two colors.
See, I disagree because I don't like his paint. It's a good shade, but I feel it needs to be shinier. I don't like it when they do that kind of paint on Iron Man because I don't think it looks good.
It partially feels unfinished, you know? Like, there's parts that are sculpted that look like they could use a little bit more paint. Like, at the bottom, near his wrists, look like there should be some gold accents there. But like you said, this is based on the cartoon where there's not as much detail.
I do like the little, what would you call them? Pockets? Epaulets? That are near his hip that allow for a little extra hip motion while also carrying down a bit.
Yeah, that's a neat little feature.
Because we've often had the problem where the sculpt of the torso prevented leg motion. Here, it looks kind of weird. It's like he has Tron discs at his hip ready to fire, you know, and needed. But it allows for good range of motion. But still, there's so many Iron Man figures that have been produced, and you can head to Five Below and get a cooler looking movie Iron Man for literally half the price than you can pay for this one at Toys R Us.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like a necessary evil in this wave. If we're talking Avengers, you gotta have an Iron Man. And at least, like you said, they went with a nice bright red, which makes it stand apart from all the metallic, you know, almost maroon colors that we've been seeing in all the Iron Man movie versions.
Now, his accessory, we've seen this before, haven't we? Is this a repack accessory, the spinning disc?
Yeah, I think right from the last Avengers Iron Man, like the Mark 7 or whatever it was.
I knew this looked familiar, the way it could kind of have the translucent blue that spins. I don't like that they drilled a hole in his back so you could attach this to his back like Cap's shield.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I mean, not use it? How about that? Because yeah. It looks ridiculous.
Put it in the Galactus box.
Let's move up the line. Next is Captain America for me. This is a completely rote, run-of-the-mill Cap, but I like the paint job. It's a little bit of a different kind than we've seen because he's got this, like, almost black, dark gray armpit area.
Yeah, this is a repack and a repaint of Captain America, the movie line. But, you know, now he has metallic scales on his upper body, which is a nice feature. And I think they've done that before where his armpits are a bit gray or black, but it stands out a little bit more here with that metallic blue. But yeah, there's nothing new about this figure. We've gotten this figure in a multiple of different repaints. Remember, there was a point where Cap was wearing, like, camo green and black in the Captain America line?
Yeah. And his Arctic ice mission suit and...
Yep, well, at least that one he had a new coat on, you know, but this is... You know, I mean, if you never had any of those figures or need another Cap, this is not a horrible figure. It's got decent articulation, and it's a good sculpt.
I'm a little disappointed. This is the one figure out of the whole wave where I feel the stupid accessory harms the figure. We've seen this one before, too. It's this big gray thing that you can use and launch the shield with your own thumb.
Oh, yeah.
But it means Cap doesn't get a real shield. Cap can't hold this. There's a peg, you can poke it in his back, or you can make it look like a shield Zuka.
Well, it's almost as big as he is.
Yeah. Cap needs a shield that he can just hold by itself, and by making it a discus, you've robbed him of that.
Exactly.
Not that I'm not lacking in Captain America shields, but if you're looking at this as a entry point for a new collector or a new kid, I think they'd want Cap just to be able to have a shield.
You're right. That's a good point. These have been sitting on my desk for a while, and I almost forgot about that because the first thing I did was put all those accessories away, and I think I gave this Cap the Marvel Universe Cap's shield because of that, how crappy that other universe Captain America was. He didn't deserve a good shield, so this guy got it. But you're right, it's that stupid flick with your thumb, no good shield.
But I do like the metallic paint on him, and I like the posability.
This would have been a good place to get another clear version of that shield out.
Next up we have Hulk.
This is a brand new Hulk.
I think what's impressive about this one is it's a much bigger Hulk than we'd been getting, especially in the movie line. That was the biggest disappointment of the Avengers movie line is Hulk tiny. And it's a little less articulated than Vonner's awesome Hulk sculpt.
But this one has mid-chest articulation.
That so rotates around, whereas the other ones hadn't.
You can make a Hulk NATO.
It's weird in the articulation department because it goes all out in some areas and then skimps in others. Like, for instance, it has the Vonner rocker ankles, but no wrists.
And his same head problem on this one. His head just kind of tends to be down. It raises just a little bit, but it always gravitates down, so they're always looking at their feet.
Yeah, he's a chin-to-chest one, too.
Yeah, and his arms are a different texture than his chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's different.
It's a really good sculpt, though, you know? Kind of wish there was a little bit more range in his knees.
I don't know. I think it does pretty good. I can get, I guess, almost 90 degrees back with it. The ankles are nice. The thighs, I do know a lot of people have had complaints about his face. And looking at him in person, I kind of agree. It kind of looks a little bit Boris Karloff as Frankenstein. And the way the brow is, it almost, it casts a shadow that makes it look like he's wearing mascara. But that's a lighting issue. I mean, if you underlit him, it would work. I know some people are taking other Hulk heads and doing head swaps on here. You could, I think, if you tell me, Justin, if the heads work, I got like 18 Hulks downstairs from ordering cases of Avengers figures. I could do a movie swap and put a Ruffalo Hulk head on here, paint the pants khaki, and have a good movie Hulk.
Is it a bigger head, though?
Yeah, we'd have to do a test fit to see if they're similar in size, but that wouldn't be... That wouldn't be a bad experiment to try. Might have a little bit of color differences, too.
Hulk needs a bigger head, though. If it fits, you should be able to make it work, but this figure needs a bigger head.
You're saying this Hulk has a tiny head?
He does.
I guess it is a little small comparative to this body.
I'm not familiar enough with the cartoon to know if these are accurate depictions of the show or not, but...
I'm not either, sadly. After Ultimate Spider-Man, I just haven't had any interest in watching these series.
Yeah. These are, I think, walking a line between pure animated style and realistic style.
Yeah, I like it because it splits the difference. I said it before, you could hang these figures out with your Marvel Universe figures or your Avengers movie figures, and it still works.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the two that I think are going to be the most difficult to find if you do see these guys on shelves. At least every time I go to the store, these are the first two that are always gone. And that's, let's start with Black Widow. She's always popular.
This one, I love, love, love the way they did her hair. The windswept way. It's just a different way of doing hair. It's almost Bishojo in its wind style.
Yeah, that's a very good description. It's got a lot of detail, and you're right. It's just, it's not overly done either. It's like a small gust of breeze came by and moved her hair to the left.
It's like she's a supermodel.
Yeah.
She feels so tiny. Maybe it's just because I had Hulk in my hands just a second ago. Well, she does feel very tiny.
Justin, you tasked me with this because we're trying to figure out what's new on her. And from what I can tell, this is a completely new Black Widow, head to toe. The head is obviously new because I do like what they did with her hair. I'd almost like to see, though, a little bit of a wash on the hair if you're a customizer and you want to take these figures, bam, to the next level. You could do maybe some highlights in her hair or something because it's just one color. But I broke out my Avengers Black Widow. I broke out my Iron Man Undercover Assault Black Widow that you were hypothesizing this might be a reuse of the body. I broke out one of the Marvel Universe Black Widows. And this isn't the Marvel Universe one because it doesn't have the boob articulation. It is not. And I had to look twice to make sure. But it is not a reuse of the Iron Man Undercover Assault Black Widow. I had to really look because you know how they repainted Black Widow into Maria Hill?
Yeah.
And you had to look hard to tell because they painted new lines.
Mm-hmm.
I had to see, did they paint new lines? Did they create a difference? But here, if you look at the ribbing from her chest to her navel, it's in a V shape. And on the Undercover Assault, it's clearly vertical. So it is a totally different buck here.
Wow. It's impressive that they would go all out and create yet another new Black Widow body.
I think it probably makes sense just because if you're wanting to not go with the movie version, you need to take away some of the detail. And it's a cheaper body than the Marvel Universe body with that extra articulation. It's got less articulation than MU. So here they've created themselves a new female buck for the cheaper line.
She has a bit of a paint error, too. I don't know if you noticed. Uh-oh. If you look, she's got a big swatch of flesh there where they didn't paint her hair all the way. Looks like she's got a giant mouth-shaped ear.
Oh, it's where the face meets the hair. I bet they all have that, where you just have to decide when to stop painting.
It's decision time, folks. This is where the face meets the hair.
And you can tell this is supposed to be a generic female buck because the Black Widow belt, which has been sculpted on in the past, is just hung around the hips.
It kind of floats and moves all over.
Yeah, and it's a little thick. I mean, it almost looks like Marge Simpson's necklace.
It does, yeah.
What I'm kind of liking is it looks like they used a different or shinier plastic for her lower leg, so it looks like she's wearing leather shiny boots where her pants aren't as shiny.
Oh, yeah, I see that. That's probably what's going on, yeah. It's like her outfit's matte, but you know what, though? If you look at the top,
then the torso gets a little bit more shiny than her pants, too.
But the boots are ill-defined if they're supposed to be boots. I can't really even tell.
I kind of like that detail, though. I was just noticing it as you were starting to talk about it. It's kind of cool. She's, again, what I'd call well enough articulated. She doesn't have the ankle rockers.
She does.
She does?
Yeah.
I can't rock her ankles. I can tilt them, but I can't rock them.
I've got her ankles look like they're broken. I mean, I've got it twisted to the side at a 90-degree angle.
Oh, what do you know?
Yeah.
Which I don't know
if I want to do too much because it's so dainty. You might break it off if you do it too much, but...
Yeah, so she does have really good articulation then with the swivel hips, double hinged knees. But I like the look of this character. It's really the hair and the articulation allows for a great action pose with this. It's second to the Marvel Universe Black Widow for me, but it's my second favorite Black Widow they've done.
Yeah, it's a good addition to this line and, you know, for a popular figure and how hard she always is to find, no matter what line she's in. It's nice that she's back out there again.
The next up, this is my favorite figure of the wave. I know you like Falcon, Justin, but I'll swap places. My favorite figure is Red Skull, and he has been since I first saw him with his wonderful Nazi overcoat and his little hat. This is a awesome-looking figure, and it's the one that feels totally different than any figure we've gotten before.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And I'm not saying that Falcon's my favorite figure from this line. I'm saying he's the one that impressed me the most by this line. But this is an awesome version of Red Skull, especially reusing parts the way they have. I'm going to be happy to overlook that there's no ankle articulation here because guess what? He's Red Skull. What does he do? He stands around looking ominous. But from what I can tell, this is the Red Skull movie body, which is fine. With, I think, a completely new head.
If that's a reused head, it's painted with such a wash that I can't tell that it's the same. But it looks different to me. It's a little bit more comic booky than they were doing before, where it was a bit more Hellraiser for the movie.
Right.
I love this one. I love his coat. It's well-made coat. It's vinyl, which is adds to his scariness and mysteriousness. It comes off, which is nice if you want him in his just regular dress uniform. But the fact that the coat sits right on his shoulders and over his shoulders, the fact that it looks like patent leather just makes it tremendous. And it looks really great.
And if that is a reuse of the Red Skull body from before, Jerry, as you pointed out when we talked about this, figured out that coat is the Nazi coat from the canceled wave that became a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive wave of Raiders of the Lost Ark figures. So if it fits this body so perfectly, then that's just really lucky. Or they may have used the Nazi body from Raiders as a mold for this.
Yeah, it's very, very possible.
My only ding on this character, just slight ding, is I love his hat. I just wish it sat on his head a little bit more so that it would stay. You have to balance his hat on his head. I cannot get this hat to stick.
Oh, weird.
I really have to push it. But there is a groove. If you really push the hat, then it stays. So that takes away my gripe.
Yeah, and also, I don't know if you really have to push it. I mean, there's a specific position that it's in that if you get it on the right without having to push hard, you can hold it upside down and it stays on.
Yep. It just took me a while to get there.
Yep.
He also, like Black Widow, has glossy boots and glossy gloves with a matte rest of his outfit.
Yes.
This is a figure that, if you collect MU, you need to just go get this one to add. If you collect any of the movie lines, he is the best Red Skull figure we have, I think.
I'll agree with that.
Even if he's not the most articulated.
He's just as articulated as the other ones, so I can overlook that, especially with that cool little hat. Looks good with the hat, looks good without the hat.
Not all figures can wear hats.
Exactly. And you can even share his hat, give his hat to Thor sometimes.
Then finally, Falcon, I just don't like his color so much. He's a little bit of a unusual red that isn't quite matching with my comic understanding of the character. I think they could have just hinted maybe one drop more of black to tone it down, just one tone.
Yeah, he's pretty close to the Iron Man's red.
But you know what makes a really good red? There's like the red that has hints of black and charcoal, and then you get the really fabulous bright reds, which I think like Iron Man needs and Captain America, and maybe even Falcon, is the red that's got blue tinted to it, because it makes a tremendous red. And this one's just kind of flat, like it doesn't have any extra pigments in it, or very little.
But like you said, the figure's really, really well articulated. I'm getting some great poses with them. Love the wings. I like that the wings are translucent, but I almost wish that was the second variant. Like, they put out a comic pack and gave the translucent wings and could have given us some solid wings for the first version.
Yeah. I don't know how many more Falcons I want to put out there into the wish well for for production, but you're right. I mean, his costume is a little bit lackluster, and character choice is a little, I guess, okay, Falcon, whatever.
They're really bringing him in the cartoon, though. That's why they're doing it, is he's the new character being added to the cartoon, because I don't think this is a spoiler. At least his human character is being seen in Captain America 2. Whether he actually adds wings and flies, I don't know yet.
We'll have yet to see. But the way I'm approaching this figure, and the reason why I'm calling this my favorite figure of the wave, is to take him and compare him to the previous Falcons that we have gotten. And we have to look at the Marvel Universe line, where we just got one in his funky 70s gear in that comic pack, which was just a repaint of the earlier single carded release. And I think this body blows that other one out of the water. I mean, if you stood those two Falcons, all three Falcons side by side, this one is far superior in sculpt, size, articulation, and paint job.
It is a gorgeous figure, absolutely. I actually really like the detail they put on the face, too. It's just a nice sculpt, and they really did a clean paint job around the eyes of allowing the skin tone to come through and not have it bleed too much. Because sometimes around the eyes, especially with masks, it can get sloppy.
Yeah, and especially when it looks like they started with a white plastic there. So yeah, that head is cast in white, and all the rest of those details are painted on. White is not very forgiving once paint goes over that line. But yeah, all in all, I think not a terrible wave of figures to kick off this Avengers Assemble line.
And here's what I'll say is, we got a little confused. Part of the reason we did the Understanding Hasbro episode is because when we talked to Hasbro, and if you read some of the early reports from Comic-Con, they said Marvel Universe was being replaced with Avengers Assemble. They then, in their panel, changed it to an Avengers line that will be a collector-oriented line coming in 2014. But for a long time, Justin, all three of us thought this was the Marvel Universe replacement, and we went, it's not so bad.
Right. But what this actually is the Avengers movie line replacement for now. And we're still waiting for more information on the next line that will be coming out. They didn't do themselves any favors by having three and three-quarter inch figure lines out, all named Avengers, all at the same time.
Yeah. Given that they're doing such limited run lines anymore, Wolverine with four figures, Thor with five figures, who knows what's going on and how long Avengers Assemble will last. We know that Wave 2 is already up for pre-order, Wave 3 is planned, but I don't know how deep into 2014 they plan on going. TV shows, by and large, don't last years and years and years.
Right. This could be a two-wave and done, maybe three-waves and done, but it's just kind of, it's holding that space that needs to be held in between movies, I guess. You know, right now we're finally getting the Thor figures, and then there'll be Winter Soldier figures coming soon. So it's still a little confusing. And if you are confused, go back and listen to two shows ago, issue 96, where we unravel it a little bit better.
But we have one more figure to review, but let's do that in
Sales to Astonish.
I truly was astonished because I got a box on my doorstep from an unknown return address. And it was a medium size. I expected maybe Gwyneth Paltrow's head in it, but I it was my Marvel Unlimited Plus subscription package. Now, in the past, we've waited 6-8 weeks, sometimes months, for our figures to come. So I was shocked when I got this box, and in it was everything that I got as a freebie, quote-unquote, for paying my $100 year subscription to Marvel Unlimited Plus.
That was pretty fast.
It was. It was just less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were expecting like 6-8 weeks, maybe 3 months.
It comes in a gorgeous gift box. A completely needlessly oversized gorgeous gift box. Because you open the gift box, and inside is one comic, one letter, and one figure.
But I love it when I get things in a nice gift box, don't you? It adds to the fun. It's amazing. I love it.
It's a nice box.
But don't you feel like you get your money's worth when you get something in a box like that? As opposed to they just shipped it in an old cardboard box?
That is true. I think that's real nice. It's a reworking of the exclusive variant edition Age of Ultron Burke 10 cover that they sent. So I know that for the comic collectors, and I think that's who this is aimed at, because when you get the subscription, you get access to thousands and thousands of Marvel comics through this Digital Comics Unlimited program. And when I was at San Diego Comic-Con and they had Old Man Logan figures, the people around me didn't give a damn about Old Man Logan. They wanted the variant cover Deadpool and the variant cover X-Men.
Yeah.
So I think this alone is the price of entry for some people. Not for me, but for some people. Truthfully, as I'm not a comic collector, I'm considering eBaying this to try to recoup some of my money. I bet I could get a little bit for that.
Probably.
I also get something that was a nice throwback. I get a welcome letter like you used to get, like when you joined the Star Wars fan club and things, that actually has my name printed on it.
And a little card.
Yeah, a membership card. It has my name printed on the membership card and how long I've been a member since.
See, A plus for the packaging, the letter, a little card. I totally love this. You're going to have to take that card off the letter.
Because
you're going to have to take that with you to New York Comic Con.
I am. Well, because they said there's going to be exclusive access to events at cons. I was hoping frontline for Hall H. No, but at New York Comic Con, they're having a Digital Comics Unlimited Plus member only panel on Sunday morning.
Oh, wow.
And it's comic-based, but it's a chance to get in with some of the biggest creators at Marvel for a panel without having to wait in line. It's you have to go to their booth and present your card or subscribe at the booth and then get a ticket for this ticketed event on Sunday.
Well, I suppose that's a special event for it's not Hall H, like you said, but...
It's something. We'll find out what. I wasn't even planning to go to New York Comic Con on Sunday, but now I will.
And I was happy to find out that there's no special packaging for our Gold Ultron.
See, this is what I was thinking. When Marjorie, you say it comes in a nice box. On the one hand, I'm thinking it is a nice box, but what's inside is a little disappointing because then you get Ultron. I mean, 3/4 of this box is empty. And you get Ultron in this black cardboard U, which is just there to prevent things from shaking around in the box. And Ultron himself comes in a baggie. And I'm thinking, I can't decide. Is this box Ultron's packaging? Is this like a comic pack? This is why I haven't sold the comic yet. Because if the comic is an accessory of the figure, I must keep the comic. I keep all the comics from my Marvel comic packs. So is this whole thing Ultron's box?
Kinda is, and it kinda isn't.
Yeah, it's this weird middle ground. So is this the most awesome Marvel Legends packaging ever, or is it the worst Marvel Legends packaging ever? It's one or the other.
What I want to know is what this $100 is going to get you.
It gets you a year subscription for the unlimited comics.
Okay, that's what? Market value?
It was 60, it's now 100.
Okay.
Gets you a figure that retails MSRP is around 17 bucks.
Okay.
And then 10% off all of my digital comic purchases for a year.
But I thought you get access to all of them.
No, I get access to thousands, but not everything.
Okay.
And they're usually 5 to 6 months old. And then if I want to buy trade paperback collections and things, or if I want them for offline reading, I get a discount. And I get a discount on all my purchases at MarvelStore.com.
So...
I paid $100 for Ultron. Let's just get down to the bottom.
Okay, all right.
I paid $100 for this gold Ultron. No action figure's worth $100, but yet it is.
How many action figures have you paid $100 for, Arnie, excluding Ultron?
1, 2, 3, 4.
So maybe there are action figures worth $100.
5, 6, 7. All right, too many, more than fingers and toes.
The question is how many action figures remain worth more than $100?
Now, because this comes in a baggie, if you were one of those people who were ordering these when they were available loose from China, you got everything you needed right there and saved quite a bit of money. They were going at one point as low as 30, and lately, last time I checked, they were in the 40 to 50 range.
Yeah, and at that point, you know, if it gets over 50, might as well go all the way and just get the subscription. Unless you're in a country where you don't get it.
Yeah. But
that's kind of my thought on it. I'm willing to go up to about 30 to get my hands on just the figure. But if it goes much above that, I might just rethink and join the service.
I will say that, I mean, we've reviewed this figure. It's a good figure. It's well articulated, well sculpted. I love its spine. The gold on it is kind of a lackluster gold. It's a very, I mean, for $100, I'd honestly like to see VAC metalized.
Okay, Arnie, but in their mind, they weren't selling you a $100 action figure. They're selling you a package, most of which is an experience.
Yes, true.
He smells very plasticky, too.
Well, I hope so. He's plastic.
Wait, pool toy.
Ah.
Most of your action figures don't smell like that, but he does.
Where they really did well is they did a red dot on the shoulders and a few red dots on the head that I like. And I love his mouth painting. They did a two-shade blue paint in the mouth that really brings the comic character to life.
Yeah, it's really neat how much different it looks being just a straight-up recast in a different color version than the Silver Ultron that we just got. But this color palette really makes him pop. And I'm trying to do a custom of it, and I'm glad I have some nice photos from your shoot now to see how it's done. But I gotta tell you, it's gonna be difficult to get that mouthpiece done properly.
Yeah, I wonder how they did that, cause I think his head may be two pieces. There seems to be a molding line.
See, I thought
right
that
around
was,
the ear.
I thought that was like a blue shield over it that was painted, and I had to turn it sideways to look at it because it's a very good illusion.
Mm-hmm. It really does make it look like the energy is coming right out of his mouth. Where I'd like to see a custom of this personally is on the 3 3/4 to have a counterpart to the 6-inch. But like David Vonner said on the show, I guess I don't need it. I have it in 6-inch. One nice little detail, which we saw when we saw this figure previewed, is it comes with the same base as the Avengers figures have in the Legends. It comes with this 3-hexagon base, just like the Avengers figures does, same sculpt, but it's in the same kind of gold as him. So it really makes him feel like a special figure. Just that base helps him feel like he's on a pedestal.
Feels like an award.
He does.
He looks like a little Oscar.
Yeah, you can put his arms down by his side, maybe give him a sword and give him as the ultry.
For excellence in podcasting.
Aw, and I have one that I bought.
Aw, congrats, Arnie.
It's a major award.
Fragile.
Must be Italian. So, also available online, moving back to other sales to astonish, I complained last week about braving a Disney store to get those exclusive Diamond Selects. Well, maybe if I'd been patient, they could have a general release because two of their exclusive Avengers comic style Diamond Selects are now being re-released in slightly different packaging. Same exact figure I checked with Zach at Diamond at your general comic store, and that is the Thor and Hawkeye Diamond Select figures.
Huh. Those are about a little bit more than a year ago that those were exclusive, right?
Yeah, and our Disney store still had them. And in fact, not too long ago, I was posting on our Facebook page, the Disney store online still had several of these figures that they were really cutting down in price down to the $16, $17 range.
Oh, wonder what the impetus to make them general release is then. Maybe they feel like they're just not getting to the right people?
That could be, and I know that Thor, with the upcoming movie, it makes a lot of sense. Hawkeye, maybe not so much, but there are Hawkeye fans.
Sure.
It also could be maybe it didn't sell through the way they'd hoped, because also getting a general release was the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Mini-Mate Hall of Armor set. And this is exactly the same. Same packaging, same everything. Just maybe not the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive sticker.
Ah.
But these are both available through Diamond Distributors if you go to your comic store. And speaking of former San Diego Comic-Con exclusives, if you head over to Entertainment Earth, there are a couple more that I completely just looked at Comic-Con. I think we talked about them at the time and went, pass? But these are Monogram International's exclusives. First, if Entertainment Earth puts these on clearance, I could see myself getting the exclusive Eraser set.
Yeah.
I kind of like that gold Thor. They kind of have a squinky appeal. Most of these I already own, though, because when they were just doing the 4-packs of erasers that we found at Toys R Us. But there are a couple in here that I don't have, like the gold Thor, the Gold Iron Man, the Red Hulk.
Arnie, I offered to buy you nice pens and paper sets and stuff like that. And you're like, I don't write. Why would you need an eraser?
I would never erase with these.
Okay.
Machete don't write.
Still can't tell if that's Spider-Man or Deadpool, but I think it's Spider-Man.
There is both in this set. There's a Spider-Man and a Deadpool.
Oh, yeah, look, upper middle Spider-Man, and then that is Deadpool that I was looking at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
If this goes on clearance, I could get it. $45 for some pencil erasers.
Yeah, yeah. Glorified squinkies, like you said.
But then Monogram International also makes those figures that Marjorie did get me that Black Widow of. Here it is again in an 8-pack deluxe figure set. It's going to ship in March from Entertainment Earth. It was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive last summer. It's all of your Avengers from the movie plus Spider-Man and Wolverine.
Yeah, that feels like an eventual Big Lots pickup.
It's $55 for the set and you get 8 figures. Right now, you can get most of these figures at like a Big Lots for 5 a piece. So that's about $15 too high over the market value.
Yeah.
And then if you're buying in bulk, you should get a deeper discount.
Exactly. And if they didn't sell out at Comic-Con, let's not act like that's a big premium.
Yeah, this is actually a 2012 San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Holy crap, you're right. 2012.
We talked about this well over a year ago and went, I think I'll skip that when I was in the height of my Avengers hype. I was buying Black Widow Snap-It wristbands.
Yes, you were.
That's and the wall decals.
Yeah.
And yet, these did not pass muster.
And it's nothing against Monogram International. They definitely fill a niche. I have looked at those Marvel and Avengers letter statues they do. They do so much. But these just filled a niche that I didn't have.
Yeah, I'm not sure what niche they are filling. I mean, it's like they're action figure size, but they're statue-esque. So if you're a statue collector, I can't see going for something this small. And if you're an action figure collector, I can't imagine wanting something non-articulated.
Well, that leads us to our next topic. Our sponsor, Big Bad Toy Store, has another niche we can fill. 3-inch Iron Man armored figures. I'm so tempted. I know I shouldn't be, but I'm so tempted. These are from Dragon Toys. And there are 4 of these 3-inch figures. They're $14 a figure. They're all from the movie. You can get the Mark 42, the Hyper Velocity Shotgun Armor, the Black Stealth Suit, also called the Nightclub Armor, and the Red Snapper Armor. And these are going to be 3 inches, about a quarter smaller than your Marvel Universe figures. They come with a diorama display set. So what these are little statue dioramas. They're almost like a model kit. You have to snap them together, but they did some Avengers ones apparently that I missed out on with Cap and Iron Man and Hulk and Nick Fury, Thor, and now they're doing all these suits.
Huh.
I initially thought they were articulated and I was very interested, especially at the price point, but unarticulated, they're kind of cool for a desk tchotchke. If you just want like an Iron Man for your office, I think one of these will look nicer, especially with the display base, than, say, a Hasbro figure.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, they look to be pretty well sculpted, you know, a little more so than your Monogram type of sculpting that we were just talking about. But yeah, either make a figure or make a statue and figure out the scale. But I don't know, if I wasn't already pretty well ensconced with Iron Man stuff, I could see this be a nice entry point for somebody who's just a fan of the movies. See, these would have been a nice pack-in with the Blu-ray.
If the Blu-ray had pack-ins, yes.
I need to get on the Marvel marketing team.
So say we all.
It's all about synergy.
Well, if that scale doesn't do it for you, how about life-size?
I'm always down for life-size.
It came out a week after my birthday, damn it. So nobody could buy me the Iron Patriot life-sized bust.
Are you doing the life-sized busts?
I haven't yet.
Okay. Isn't this more expensive than most of the life-sized busts they've put out?
It is about the same price as the previous War Machine and more expensive than, like, the Iron Man Mark VII by $200. And I think that can all be attributed to his articulated gun. He carries a big gun.
Very big gun.
He doesn't have any arms.
Well, he's a bust.
I know, but it leaves these big rings where his arms should have been.
But as we've said before, it works better for me with armor because you could think like he just took off the armor and the arm pieces aren't there. And like it's just hanging there.
I don't know. I find this kind of creepy. I like it until you get to like the shoulders and there's just those weird rings where the arms are. It's just not working for me. It's pretty. I mean, it's gorgeous, but he needs arms. Even if it just goes to his like mid-bicep.
Well, they also have the life-sized Iron Patriot statue if you'd prefer to spend $9,000.
Remember, we saw that in person, and that wasn't all that impressive. This has way deeper details than that life-size.
This looks metallic with the paint. We saw this in person at Comic-Con, too, right? This was out there, and I'm just so attracted to the Iron Patriot colors. I think I'd actually prefer, and it's still in stock. Again, there's no edition size on these. Like my Galactus, these are just limited edition until they stop making them. The Iron Man Mark VII at $800 actually is more iconic a piece, being the red and gold armor, than an Iron Patriot, which may be a little bit of a fad as I'm for Iron Man 3, but I love the colors on him.
I think just wait until our Hot Toys start shipping, and that'll scratch that itch for a while.
And it'll also scratch the credit on my card. Scratch my credit rating. So you have a good point, sir. Speaking of Hot Toys, then. What the hell? I look to my listeners. Where's the Midas armor? That armor, I have thought for sure, was going to be for sale at Sideshow a month ago. I was out of town in Seattle, and I was texting Jeff, our photo editor, and Justin, and some friends. Hey, if you hear that Sideshow puts up that Midas armor, let me know immediately, because this was a exclusive armor for their international conventions, and the convention was held Labor Day weekend here in the States, and I'm like, well, it's going on sale there. It's got to go on sale here, right? Right?
Right? Not so much.
Weeks have passed. I've asked the Sideshow Twitter lady. They have a new Twitter lady. Her name's Susan. I think the previous one's name was Linda. This is weird because they're all named after my sister. I think the next one will be named Michelle. And they don't know, or she doesn't know, if they're going to be offering the Midas armor. And part of me can't decide. Right now is the eBay glut. There are a ton of Midas armors out there. The closing sale price is around $850. So that's around the price of a life-sized bust.
Yeah.
Is it made of real gold?
It is not.
Can I say, you know, you kind of flinched when I showed you a Prada bag that was about $850. And that's a cheap Prada.
So what she's saying is the Midas armor is actually going to cost you about $1,400.
Justin may be correct on this one.
Well, I have not ordered the Midas armor.
Okay.
But I'm starting to wonder what's going on, because this is something that when the glut is over will increase in price. So I could see this settling in around the $1,300 to $1,400 range if it is done shipping. If this is the end, if they're not going to sell it anymore, this can really be one of the most expensive exclusive Hot Toys ever. Outside of like that, we made three of them War Machines.
Right.
But I'm just looking to our listeners because I have been waiting with bated breath. I have it so that I get a text message every time Sideshow tweets, and this new Susan tweets a lot.
Just not about Midas.
Yeah. So if anyone has any insights into this Midas, please let me know. I would love to be able to A, sleep at night, and B, share it with our listeners.
This is keeping you up at night?
A little bit.
Wow.
I'm going to hold off giving any advice on this because that's an expensive proposition, so.
Your advice would be to buy it, huh?
No, Justin's smarter than that.
Thank you. Because I know the minute you buy it, they're going to put it up for pre-order.
I know. I can't cool $1,000. I'm sorry. I just can't. Well, listeners, let us know. And also, let us know what you're finding in stores and buying. You can give us a call at 803-MARVEL-4. Or send an email or MP3 message to show@marvelicioustoys.com. Now, finally, we've talked a lot about some collector items, but when we were at Toy Fair back in February, we met with Uncle Milton Toys and talked to them about some of their items. They are a company that is best known for the creation of the Ant Farm. And they've been making these educational toys for kids for quite some time. And they really sprang to the attention of collectors when they did the Star Wars Force Trainer for the Star Wars line, where you actually would put a sensor on your head. And you can go to Star Wars Action News to hear a full review, but based on your brain waves, you could make a ball float in a tube.
Ooh.
We could never truthfully come to a conclusion on if it was really measuring your beta waves or if it was a mixture of perspiration and temperature of body that determined how fast the fan spun and levitated it. But it was a huge hit among Star Wars collectors. You got to feel like they used the Force. And so when they said at Toy Fair they were breaking into the Marvel line, I was kind of excited to see what they could come up with. Well, they've sent us a couple of items to review that are going to be hitting shelves for the holiday season, and I thought we should take a look at them here. So the first one we have is the Thor Lightning Energy Hammer. And this is kind of cool because it is a mini replica of Thor's hammer, Mjolnir, meow meow,
meow meow,
in a block of ice.
Cool.
And it's going off of the fact that Mjolnir is made off of a magic metal, and it comes with a little Thor coin. The whole thing this is teaching kids about is magnetism. And Thor's hammer has a big magnet in the top, and you can go around and start touching it to various things to determine if it is a ferrous metal. And if it is...
Ooh.
This would probably be a lot of fun for a little kid to go around and touch things and make noise.
Like hard drives.
Yeah, hard drives.
I know as a kid I had a lot of fun with magnets. I used to just have some black magnets. Imagine if they were hammer-sized. And, of course, this coin is a magnet, so you... And the base itself has a magnet in it, so you put it in and it... makes noise for a really long time, which is why I often store it the other way.
How powerful of a magnet? I mean, will it, like, snap stuff up from a few inches away, or...?
It's not a super magnet. You could eat it and still live, I'm pretty sure.
If you're within, like, an inch or so, it starts picking things up. It isn't, you know, feet away.
Still pretty cool.
And it comes with this big fold-out instruction sheet that tells you about Mjolnir, or, and I did not know this, that translates directly to that which smashes.
I did not know that. In what language? Thorism?
Well, I'd imagine Norse, dear.
Norse, okay.
Asgardian.
Mjolnir is made of Uru metal and is very durable, basically indestructible. But then the other side talks about magnets and static electricity and real metals. So it teaches kids about thunderstorms, static electricity, and metal detectors.
Hmm. Fungicational.
So I'd say that would be pretty cool for kids. It's a little too small and plasticky for adults as a replica. I was kind of hoping it might be a little bit nicer for replicas for adults, but I think this is a nice kid-sized Mjolnir for little kids to play with.
Well, and it's like a gray plastic, so it would not be a good replica.
No.
But it would be a lot of fun. I imagine my nephew, who's almost three, would have a ball going around touching the hammer to things to be Thor.
My only concern of it for kids is long-term play value. Will this get, A, annoying for adults really quickly, and B,
I would say yes.
Boring for kids. I do like that it lights up when you do it, so it's like he's calling the thunder and the lightning. The second thing, though, is the Iron Man Repulsor Ray Tech Lab. And this one I have a lot more fun with as an adult because it allows you to take something that looks like an arc repulsor. It's a base that you can either twist to have it all in one spot or put in handheld mode so it looks a little bit more like a platter. Then it comes with two foam balls.
Then it comes with three.
And then you can get the balls to raise up by pushing the button.
Well, that's usually how it works.
Ooh.
Now, it comes with some, like, plastic rings of various sizes that you can create obstacle courses to guide it through. Kind of like a, almost like a kid's game show, it reminds me of. Yeah, like something you'd see on Double Dare.
So the key is to try to move it around while it's floating and not move it so quickly that you lose the ball. And then you can set these up, and you got to try to guide it horizontally and vertically. I guess through all three dimensions. Through the ring. And the rings are of different sizes.
I don't think you're supposed to move the target. You're supposed to move the repulsor. There you go.
From where I'm sitting, I can't see the repulsor. I just see a floating ball. It's kind of magical. Oh, now the illusion's ruined.
Oh, sorry. He's no David Copperfield. Oh, look at that, Arnie.
Ooh.
Got too fancy. And it does light up. I had a little trouble actually getting the obstacles set up because of how they are. They're flat, and you want them to be out, and I had trouble clipping it so that it would be out and not flush against something. I tried clothespins and paper clips, and I just couldn't get them to stick out just right. But I think that if you really worked out, you could put them between a couple of books or something, and they'd stick out far enough.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, again, you know, it's a fun little thing that's Iron Man-y enough. Hasbro could learn a thing or two about paint color from this toy. And the light-up features being blue. The fact that, I mean, you're making a very lightweight, basically styrofoam peanut float is kind of cool.
Yeah, it gets some good distance.
Yeah, it does. I'd say you could get about 5 or 6 inches.
You could get a good 6 to 7 off of this. Yes, when you put your hand between the air source and the ball, Arnie, it is not going to work. Yeah, the downside to this one, I think, is the fact that the foam balls could be lost or destroyed. My dog was already eyeing one when we were playing with it.
Sheet on this one talks a little bit about Iron Man's armor, his suits, his repulsor rays, and then about air power and how it's used in combination with gravity for aerodynamics, rockets, and roller coasters.
Oh.
I would place these in the great item from your single aunt category. I mean, they have a bit of educational value more than some of the Uncle Milton stuff. Sometimes we get the Uncle Milton stuff and I'm like, it's a cool toy, but its educational value is lacking. And sometimes we get, okay, it teaches me something if I read, but it's not a great toy. Here, I think these split the difference just well enough, but neither of these two really hit a sweet spot for an adult collector. It's just great gifts for kids this Christmas that will be a little bit more than, say, an action figure in terms of long-term value.
But, you know, if you have a kid that's interested in science, this would be a great thing. And, you know, I don't have children, obviously, and so I don't know, but I would think that you maybe would want them to have something that isn't just a toy, but that would teach them something. And these seem like a great way to combine things they like Iron Man or Star Wars or whatever, into something that also teaches them something.
Yeah, and there is one other Uncle Milton item that I'm desperately wanting to pick up and test out, and that's the Arc Reactor Lab from Uncle Milton. It's a science kit that allows you to assemble a light-up arc reactor with various different chips to get various different pieces. We saw this also at Toy Fair. That looks like the A game of Uncle Milton this year, but these are a couple of fun little items, and especially if the kid you're buying for likes Thor or Iron Man, definitely check these out. They both retail for MSRP's $25. You can go to Amazon and get them both under $20. So that's a nice kind of stocking stuffer kind of gift.
Yeah, it's a nice alternative to buying a video game or something like that for a kid, you know?
You could buy both of these for less than the price of a video game. And unlike Grand Theft Auto V, this won't teach them to mug people.
Not directly, anyway.
So that is our show for this week. We will be back, because we're every other week. We'll be back next week so that we get back on the right schedule.
Every other week, every week.
We have so much more to review. We still have, I think, in the next show, we're going to review those Marvel Legends figures.
We're going to have the Rocket Raccoon wave of Marvel Legends.
And probably more news that comes up.
Yeah, the way things are going now, I wouldn't be surprised if more Marvel Universe and maybe even some of those Wolverine Marvel Legends start to hit by then, so.
And an Midas Armor Iron Man hot toy, right?
Let's hope. So, all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show at MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Website photo editing by Jen and Jeff. Podcast enhancement by Andrew, Shane, Daryl, and Barrett. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2013, all rights reserved. And no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Should we call it Titan-sized? Are you okay? Did you fall?
Nope, just tried to grab my soda can and it decided to make a whole shitload of noise.
Ermagerd!
Ermagerd! The perils of mics on desks.
She feels so tiny. Maybe it's just because I had Hulk in my hands just a second ago, but she feels...
I've zipped up since then.
Oh, all right.
Wow. Excellent.
Oh no, they say she's got to go. Go, go, Black Widow.
And the fact that it looks like, you know, latex, or the fact that it looks like patent leather just makes it tremendous. And it looks really great.
Leather, latex, two totally different fetishes.
Yeah, they are.
The three pentagon or sexagon, is six-side sexagon?
Sexagon, yeah.
We'll call it that, why not?
Hexagon.
No, that's eight.
That's octagon.
Oh, six is hexagon?
Maybe.
Six-sided shape.
Pentagon, hexagon,
I think what we
hexagon.
None of us know what we're talking about.
And now, another special moment with David Vauder.
And then here's the funny thing. I never forget this. This guy at Comic-Con, he called me his number one fanboy. He actually had like a little handheld fan. He was blowing it in my face because I was drawing and stuff. He's like, yeah, I'm David Vauder's fanboy. And I was like, this guy's weird, but I'll entertain him. So he had this custom of She-Hulk that he made. And he had it in the box, and I felt like Brad Pitt, like, what's in the box kind of deal. Like, it was all day. So finally, he says, hey, I have something for you. And we had this new marketer, right? And we had this thing about if you were new going to Comic-Con, you basically, like, kind of getting your cherry pop. So this new guy was there, and I had no clue what was in this box. So he says, hey, I got a custom I want to show you. So he's kind of like sliding the box open, and I see like the head and it's She-Hulk. And I'm like, okay. So, and I never like want to dash anybody or like bash their custom, you know, cause some of them are really cool and then some of them are really bad, but you know, I'll look at it anyway. So this guy pulls this out and he's slowly pulling it out and like, all right, this is pretty cool. Then he gets like right to like the collarbone. He's like, I made some adjustments. So he's sliding it open and it slides down and I see like a breast and he got like these huge like nipples that he put on there. And then as he's sliding it open, he's like, and this is the anatomically correct She-Hulk.
Oh.
And he slides it down and she had like a full grown vagina. And the guy, the marketer, literally threw up in his mouth. And I was like, oh my God. And this guy, he started laughing like hysterically. Like he just thought it was the best thing ever. And he was like, do you want it? And I said, no, I don't want to take your custom, man. I mean, like, this is one of a kind. You need to keep it. And so he went on and on about She-Hulk's vagina. And he's talking about, like, I wonder if she, like, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it was really crazy. And I'm standing there talking to this guy, like, do I walk away or do I continue to talk to this dude about She-Hulk's vagina and how it operates?
Gamma irradiated Kegels for the win.
Oh my God. I mean, he went in depth. Like, it literally went from one end of the spectrum to the other and everywhere in between. And he was so pissed that She-Hulk and Juggernaut had sex. Do you remember that issue when they were laying in the bedroom? The bedroom was like, the whole room was completely messed up. So it was like insinuated that She-Hulk and Juggernaut had sex. He was so ticked off about that because he felt like she was like deflowered and everything. And I was like, wow, like no one is going to believe this.
Fun for the whole family.
Wow. It's amazing. It is amazing what people really do with these action figures, man. I'm telling you.